From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama, as he embarks on the process of selecting a Supreme Court nominee, said today there will be, quote, no litmus tests. Though speaking at the White House, the president also said whomever he nominates will have to uphold the constitutional right to privacy, including the matter of personal rights.
I want somebody who is going to be interpreting our Constitution in a way that takes into account individual rights, and that includes women's rights. And that's going to be something that's very important to me.
Mr. Obama commented as he met with Senate leaders from both parties. The administration has made it clear President hopes to have a replacement for retiring Justice John Paul Stevens in time for the court's next session in October. U.S. Coast Guard rescuers say they are still looking for 11 crew members missing from an offshore oil rig after an explosion last night. The blast took place on the rig Deepwater Horizon, located some 50 miles off the Louisiana coast in the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, 126 other workers were reported to have escaped safely after the explosion, which happened at around 10 p.m. last night. The House Ethics Committee has announced it will open an investigation into former Congressman Eric Massa. Massa is the New York Democrat who was accused of sexual harassment and resigned last month. More from NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
The Ethics Committee cannot investigate former members, but released a statement today saying the allegations against Massa are serious enough to warrant a full-blown investigation. Specifically, the committee wants to know if any other lawmakers, staff, or leaders knew of the allegations and how they responded. Massa is accused of using provocative language and making sexual advances on a young male staffer in his office. He also told Fox News commentator Glenn Beck that he groped one of his staffers in a tickle fight. At least one member of the Democratic leadership knew of the harassment allegations before they were reported to the Ethics Committee, and the committee wants to find out who else knew and what they did with the information. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Solid bank earnings keep rolling in. Morgan Stanley's reported better-than-expected first-quarter net income of $1.4 billion, NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Banks are coming back. Dick Beauvais of Rockdale Securities follows the banking industry and says there are lots of positive signs in the quarterly earnings reports.
If you add it all up, it says that the financial industry has turned around. It says that the U.S. economy is probably improving. And it says that the fear that existed in 2008 is gone.
The road to profitability has been rougher for institutions that rely more heavily on lending for their business. SunTrust and KeyCorp reported narrowing losses, while Wells Fargo blamed continuing loan losses for a 16% income drop from a year ago. Still, the bank netted $2.5 billion and says loan losses have turned a corner. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Stronger news on earnings sent the Dow up 7 points today. This is NPR. Now that planes have begun flying in Europe again, airline industry watchers are tallying up the losses. One industry group projecting the lengthy shutdown due to concerns about ash from an Icelandic volcano has cost the industry upwards of $2 billion in lost revenues. There's also a debate over whether European governments should have closed their airspace for as long as they did, nearly a week in some cases. Planes are now flying at all of Europe's major airports, including London's Heathrow and Charles de Gaulle in Paris. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will be suspended for 6 games to begin the 2010 NFL season. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
Even though Roethlisberger was cleared of a sexual assault accusation in Milledgeville, Georgia last week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell let it be known that the league could still exact punishment. Now it has. This is the first time the league has suspended a player who is not even charged with a crime, but the sordid details of Roethlisberger's interactions with a drunken 20-year-old college student embarrassed his team in the NFL. Roethlisberger is also being sued by a Nevada hotel employee who has accused him of sexually assaulting her in 2008. ESPN is reporting that sources within the Steeler organization say the team is open to trading their quarterback, possibly for draft picks. The NFL draft takes place Thursday night. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
In an effort to stay a step ahead of counterfeiters who increasingly rely on sophisticated computers and digital copiers, the Federal Reserve is coming out with a new $100 bill. The bill will still feature the portrait of Benjamin Franklin, but will include a disappearing Liberty Bell in an inkwell and a bright blue security ribbon. The $100 bill is the most counterfeited denomination of U.S. currency outside the country. The new bills will go into circulation next February. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.